880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, Wonder Woman's gone, so Superman has given me the cue today. I've got a great show. We're back here in South Florida at 8:80 a.m. The Biz, our mothership. I got Todd Patton. He's the president of Patton Marketing. He's the incoming president of the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club, famous for Kai Ocho, and you'll find out why he's honoring Lauren Book later on this month. We're also going to have How to Get a Good Night's Sleep, Dr. Alexandre Abreu. He's a pulmonary disease specialist. He specializes in sleep apnea at UHealth, at their sleep center at the Bascom-Palmer Institute. We're going to talk about how to get a good night's sleep. Of course, Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer, you know, the guy that trains Frank Gore and your Miami Dolphins running back Lamar Miller, he'll be here. He's going to talk about how to stay in shape, or get in shape in time for the holidays. You got to listen to him. He's got a physiology degree, and like I said, he trains the NFL people, and I know you're all going to love this. I'm going to talk about where we are in the real estate cycle, and I promise I'm going to use the term zero gravity. The market went up. Employment was strong. Superman, take us out. We'll be right back with Todd Patton. We're going to talk about why we honor Lauren Book. Back after this.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display. Presented by Miccosukee Resort and Gaming. The final Fireworks Friday this season is September 19th at 7:10 versus the Nationals. Get your Marlins tickets today at marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
All right, and you know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts, and with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute and the new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. This is my favorite part of this read. Call 305-243-2020. I love the person that wrote that. To schedule a consultation, trust your eyes to the best. Bascom-Palmer has been ranked number one eye hospital in the country 11 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit bascompalmer.org or call 305-243. Here it is again, 2020, to schedule your consultation today.
Do you want to connect to the top business leaders in South Florida? Hi, it's Kevin Gale, editor and publisher of South Florida Business and Wealth, your new source for business insights throughout the region. We go behind the headlines to deliver in-depth news and profiles of the region's economic movers. Visit us at sfbwmag.com or call me at 954-377-9566 to learn more. Again, that's 954-377-9566.
All right, everybody, and I want to make sure that you remember why I go to Warren Henry, and I'll be seeing Larry at the football game this week at the Dolphins, and stick with us. I got more about that later, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right. We are back here. We are back with Todd Patton. Todd is the incoming president of the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club. They're famous for putting on Kaiocho. And we're going to talk about why he is making sure that Lauren Book is going to receive the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club 2014 Michael Shore Citizen of the Year Award. Todd, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, Jim.
Now, Todd, tell me a little bit about the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club before we get into why we honor Lauren.
Sure. So let me tell you, first, 4 years ago, I joined the Biscayne Bay Kiwanis Club. And when I joined, I told my brother, I called him up, and I said, Andrew, I just joined this club, the Kiwanis Club. Are you familiar with them? And he said, aren't those the people that wear the old people that wear the funny hats? And I said, That's not the Kiwanis Club. That's not us today.
You mean you don't ride around in little teeny cars either, huh?
Not on the Fred Flintstone show. That's not us. So I told him, you know, the Kiwanis Club, basically our mission is to improve the quality of life of children, specifically in Miami, and underprivileged children, you know? So that's what we do. And obviously, Lauren Book, as our Citizen of the Year, there's no better choice for that.
Now, what's the difference between your Kiwanis Club and others in the Dade County area?
Yeah, there's a lot in Miami. There's over 20 in the Miami-Dade County. And our club, we have 50 members. We're the fastest growing club in Miami. And we have 50 members. And, you know, we raise money.
Okay, so let me ask you this. How long have you guys been around, and what are some of the projects you do in the community?
So we have a lot of projects. We've been around for 63 years, if you could believe that. We're celebrating our 63rd birthday next week, actually. But we do many projects in the community. I'll tell you some of the staple ones. We have a four-year scholarship that we give out to a Booker T. Washington student, and we do that every year. So we've basically prepaid, going back a couple years, for 10 scholarships. So for the next 7 years, we've done this is the third year now, for the next 7 years, we're going to have a four-year fully paid scholarship that we give. So that's one project. Another one we just recently did is Every Child is a Swimmer. So what we do is we go in downtown, Overtown, Miami, and we pay for 100 scholarships for swim lessons.
How awesome.
Yeah, it was incredible. So we actually had a surprise guest, one of our honorees. We just did this about 4 months ago, and Andre Dawson showed up to the and did the ribbon cutting with us for this last one we had.
I love him. We have one tonight, a suite at the Marlins game. We're going to be hosting the ULI Young Leaders there. It's going to be awesome. But the Hawk was great. We had a little guy in the suite the other day, and he came out and walked up there in his little way he does things and autographed the kid's bat. It was absolutely beautiful. But let's talk about why you're honoring Lauren and what the gala is all about.
Yeah, so as I mentioned, those two projects, we do so many throughout the year. But, you know, the club, what the club does, it's all volunteers. And we raise money in the community, and then 100% of what we raise goes back into the community. So our biggest fundraiser is the gala.
Right.
And we have a gala once a year. And
sign me up for two tickets, for the record.
Nice. Beautiful. And every year we honor a citizen who does a lot for the community. So you mentioned Andre Dawson, and he was honored 3 years ago as our Citizen of the Year. Last year was Nat Moore.
Florida Gator, Nat Moore.
Yeah. So, and this year we're so honored to have Lauren Book as our Citizen of the Year. So it's October 25th, and it's at Jungle Island. We're expecting to pack the house with 400 plus people, and the tickets, of course, you can get online. And the money we raise from this gala goes, as I said, back into projects like these scholarships and different things. And again, our mission is to improve the quality of life of underprivileged children. So obviously, Lauren Book is a perfect fit as a Citizen of the Year.
Now, tell me, how does somebody learn more information about the program, become a sponsor? We're, by the way, proud to be affiliated with this event and with Lauren's kids. We love her. And you.
Yeah, thank you. And we appreciate that. So go to BiscayneBayKiwanis.org is our website, and all the information's there. And
Why don't you tell me a little bit about what the number is, what the website is, and maybe, are you accepting donations in what kind of levels? You know, $1,000, $5,000? What if somebody only, wants to get involved? How do they find you, and how do they get more involved?
Sure. You know what the biggest thing now, Jim, is for us? Of course, we have sponsors available, and they range anywhere from $2,500 and go up from there. But the really, one of the things I really want to do is pack the house with people to support Lauren for this event. And You know, you can get tickets right on our website. Again, it's BiscayneBayKiwanis.org. And yeah, a ticket for the event is $150. A table is $1,500, so that's 10 people. And we'd love to have a company come in, buy a table. Of course, sponsoring us would be great, too. But we just want to pack the house and make this night unforgettable.
It sounds terrific. Now, what's going to go on at the event? Are you going to have speeches, networking, good networking, I would think?
I'm actually going to do, I'm belly dancing. I'm going to be a belly dancer.
Well, that sounds really, really good. Are you going to be wearing a thong?
a blue one.
Oh, my God. That's way too much information. Why did you let me go down that road? Now, where's the event? The event is going to be held at Jungle Island, right?
It is. It's at Jungle Island. This is the third year now we've had it there. And, you know, we're going to have, it's going to be a great event. We're going to have David Lawrence there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So he's a past winner. It was about 15 or 20 years ago. David Lawrence.
I don't think he'd appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. I said five or ten.
Yeah, but Dr. Lawrence is, people don't necessarily know who he is, but he's a former, I think it was the publisher of the Miami Herald.
Of course,
and
yep.
He's huge in making sure that our young people today are taken care of and protected, I've got to say it that way.
Yeah, he's unbelievable, and Lauren's really excited to have David Lawrence introduce Lauren, so that's going to be really exciting to see that. We also have Michael Putney as our MC, so that's going to be incredible having him moderate the whole thing.
Yeah, he does a great moderation. Is that really a way to say something like that? Now, people want to get sponsors. They go on your website. They call numbers. It's all about Lauren. And, you know, what I'd like to do is just like to ask you to just take put the stuff down a second. Take a look at me and tell me why Lauren Book is important to our community. In your words, not in mine. I'll say it later.
The biggest thing that I've noticed, and I just met Lauren for the first time 4 months ago.
Okay.
But when I sat down with her, you mentioned look in your eyes. She looked me in the eyes and she said, Todd, with what you just told me and what you're doing and what the club's doing, I'm 100% behind this. Then after I got to know more about what Lauren does and what she's been doing, she's just such a sincere, honest, real person, you know, and it's an honor to have her as our citizen.
Well, listen, I want to thank you so much for being on the show, Todd. We've had a great thing. I want to go through one more time. Todd, website. No, Todd. Todd, website, phone number, more information. Please give it at least twice slowly because there's some Jets fans out there that want to go.
All right. So our website is www.BiscayneBayKiwanis.org. And our phone number is 305-960-4641.
That was great. I think that even the New England Patriots fans could figure it out from that. Superman's going to take us away. We'll have more after this. We're going to come back. I'm going to talk about what my thoughts are on commercial real estate. I promise to use the term zero gravity right back after this. Superman, take it away.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, 'cause we're the Miami Dolphins.
All right. I want everybody to make sure that they join me. The Dolphins this weekend are going to give away a boatload of Aqua t-shirts. So make sure you're there with me and my buddies to create the Aqua Zone. We're going to Aqua out Pro Player Stadium. So if you need more information on tickets, go to Dolphins.com and make sure you join me and the rest of my friends and our Miami Dolphins as we bring it on and take on the Kansas City Chiefs at 4:30 at Pro Player Stadium. No, Sun Life Stadium. Got the name wrong. Well, I'm an old timer. What do you want from my life? Sun Life Stadium. Go to Dolphins.com. Get your t-shirts, Aqua t-shirts. Get there early for those. Have a great time. Tailgate. Look for me. I'll be there. Jim Fried, Fried on Business. Dolphins, be there.
It's time to dive in with Saturday Spectaculars at Marlins Park. Enjoy the thrill of Marlins baseball with all-you-can-eat seats for just $27. You'll get unlimited KMV Franks, nachos, peanuts, popcorn, Pepsi soft drinks, and Aquafina water. Celebrate Hispanic Heritage Night, presented by Outback Steakhouse on September 20th. And watch your Marlins battle the Nationals at 7:10. Plus, fans 21 and older are invited to a post-game party at the Clevelander with the band Paulo, presented by Lipton Brisk. Get your tickets at Marlins.com today.
All righty. And don't forget Marlins.com. And Warren Henry is also going to be at the Dolphins game with me, because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. Larry's got these great 50-yard line box he's got. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and it's time for my hashtag commercial, my hashtag CRE commercial real estate segment, and I'm going to do the quick shot through all the product types. We're going to talk about everything, and I promise to use the word, the term, zero gravity. Now, I'm going to talk about retail, condo, office, and apartments, primarily in South Florida, but it could be extrapolated to the majority of the state at this point, because everything's absolutely smoking hot. And all of them are at different points in the real estate cycle. Let's talk about condo for a minute. Everybody's going, wow, it's really overheated. What if somebody doesn't come up with a deposit? Everything's going to... No. This is what's different than last time, and I got it straight from the horse's mouth, who I'm not going to identify, but suffice it to say he's one of the most prolific condo developers in town. And what he's telling me is different this time is that they've got Kuwaitis, Chinese, all these new buyers. I guess they're taking the place of the guys from Boston and New York that used to come down and buy the condos. And those people are coming too. So there's a whole lot of demand. The other thing is that there aren't a lot of good sites left. So all of these condos are being developed. If they're waterfront, that's it. When they're done, that's it. I stood up on top of, Icon Bay with Carlos Rosso a couple of weeks ago. We swept it. We went up and down the Biscayne Boulevard corridor north of downtown. There's no more land. None. So that's it. That's why it's going for so much. Add that to the fantastic social like you got up in the Design District and in Wynwood, and it's just an unbelievable international magnet. So we're not really necessarily overbuilding. The people are still coming. The deposits are still there. The deposits are financing the construction. Another difference in the condo market this time around. So the condo market is strong. And in fact, what I'm starting to see is that it's moving into new submarkets as these top-of-the-line sites get built. People that couldn't get, I got to say it this way, couldn't get arrested 6 or 8 months ago are now the most sought after people in town. And that is only in the real estate segment. I'm not talking about the public safety sector. So condo, hot, hotter, expanding. Stay away. Don't stay away. You get burned if you touch the stuff. But it's really happening. The banks are lining up. The financing's there on every level of the capital stack. And a lot of it's being financed by out-of-state, out-of-country buyers. So that's where we are on that. And now I'm going to use my term. We really don't know if we're at the top of the market or if it's going to go down. So we're at that tipping point, maybe at the top of, then that's maybe we're at zero gravity. But you know, the more I think about it, I don't think we're at zero gravity. I think we're at, well, I guess zero gravity. We've attained escape velocity as we start to turn into something different. We're now New York City, I believe, in the early 1800s, as it went bigger, bigger, vertical, stronger, all that stuff, maybe in the beginning of the 1900s when they brought in the subway. But the Miami today is not the Miami you'll see tomorrow, which is why in my my August-September discussion of where's the next Brickell, I kept saying Brickell is the next Brickell, because Brickell continues to improve, continues to expand, continues to add new uses that make it a fully integrated mini city. And in fact, I think what you'll see going forward is a lot of these submarkets will turn into fully integrated cities, which brings me to my next property type. Apartments. Apartments are still hot. The problem in the, well, not the problem, but the issue with apartments is that the condo guys bid up all the land. So now the apartment people need to have their numbers work. And the equation on apartments is pretty standard. Everybody knows it costs about $200 a foot to build the stuff. Everybody knows that they can only pay X amount of dollars per unit based on the rents. But what's going on is that the rental rate's going up. If you're a renter, you sure know when you got your renewal what happened to you. In fact, the guys I know that are renting their condo units are trying to force their tenants out by raising the rates sky high, and people just stay and pay because they got nowhere to go. So the apartments are now going to be next. The apartments will take the secondary and tertiary locations in the prime market, and they'll be getting rents well above what they're getting now per square foot, and they're going to make smaller units. So the end price point will be pretty close to the same that they're getting today. And what they'll do is they'll make smaller units closer to all the places that the people that want to live in apartments want to be, and you'll live outside your unit. You'll go to your unit to cook a little food, brush your teeth, go to bed, watch a little TV, but probably not because you'll be out there in Wynwood or on Brickell having an absolute awesome time. And, oh, yeah, you might even be in Aventure. I mean, did I say the Aventure? I'm sorry. Now, if condo and apartments are blowing and going and taking up all the land, what does that mean? That means that in some of these less than diversified city-states that are forming, they're going to need office. Because people are not going to want to, oh, I got socialized there. People are not going to want to travel between these city states to go to their jobs because, let's face it, traffic is somewhat crushing right now. Imagine what it's going to be when you're going internal to some of these places where the traffic circulation won't be built for cars because, don't forget, they're building a lot of these projects, at least in the CBD, without any parking spaces. So they're going to force you out of your car and into mass transit. And in order to work in that system, you're going to want your office right near where you live. I know I want mine right up at the top of the street where the guys just bought the Wendy's for some insane price. I live at Biscayne and, oh, I'm not going to tell you where. But anyways, if I live in the Edgewater area for my place, you can watch my Twitter feed. You can watch my Facebook page. You can see it on LinkedIn. I shoot out pictures on a pretty regular basis so you can keep up to date on what's going on in Edgewater and look for my hashtag Cranes Up. You'll see me take photos of all the different submarkets. And in fact, I'm working on a multifamily rental project as far north right now as, well, in South Florida, as far north as Palm Beach, and in the country as far north as, oh, I don't want to say Nashville, but I'll say Nashville. And I'm also doing some retail up there. Oh, retail. Hey, let's transition into retail. What's going on in retail right now? Well, I have people that want to come to me and they go, well, Jim, I want to buy retail. I want to buy a grocery anchor shopping center. I say, great, get in line, compete with the tenant. Because the biggest buyer right now of shopping centers is Publix, at least when Publix is in the shopping center. I guess they finally realized that instead of getting a low return on their investment portfolio, if they invested in their own real estate, that they'd make a much better return. That light went on. They're buying their centers. They're usually going to be the buyer if one of them goes on the market, which means there's fewer and fewer grocery center anchored centers to buy. And that means the cap rates will stay compressed on the retail centers, even as interest rates start to drift up whenever they decide to release the string on those. And, you know, everybody's saying the summer of 2015, which means that people are going to start positioning themselves in the first quarter of 2015 so that they can take advantage or protect themselves against the increase in interest rates. But retail in Miami-Dade County and other urban areas in the state and the country, retail is ground floor retail in these urban high-rises. That's what everybody wants. And the debate is, well, should I do a big box? Hey, here's some advice for me. Don't do a big box. Get better rent from a few small boxes and lower your risk of one of the tenants blowing out. And, oh, by the way, I think that if you get these smaller tenants, you'll be able to get a more boutique-y and build more of a sexy environment in your building, probably get a little bit higher rent, especially if you can get a really go-to restaurant on the ground floor. And hey, high five to my friend Jonathan Carter and Mike Comras for doing all those ground floor retails in Edgewater and helping us out with our hotel that we're building over at Biscayne and 35th Street. Did I say that? Yes, I did, 35th Street. So that's retail. Retail, small boutique, large grocery anchored, not as much. You're going to start seeing single-tenant stuff. Walmart, you'll see the Walmart neighborhood grocers. Those are mostly single-tenant, standalone deals. That's going to become the norm, those kind of grocery stores. We are seeing some of the more prolific big box retailers doing select deals, but that's caused a real contraction in the real estate in the retail development sector. And you see a lot of the historic retail developers building other product types. And since I touched on it, why don't I talk about one of my favorites, hospitality. And I don't mean hospitality, hey, how you doing? Be really nice. I mean hospitality and hotel. Now, we own like 25 or 30 of these select service hotels. Small number of rooms, 125, 135. Usually, we're going to build them near office centers or health centers or universities for reasons that, well, we want to avoid seasonality. And we're not going to buy a big resort hotel that's got all these food and beverage outlets and has all these different issues that you got to manage and run. Ours are simply cash machines. They are awesome. We love the sector. Stay out. Don't go there. We have it. We dominate it. We're going to kill it there. And we're developing all, for the first time actually, developing a whole bunch of hotels in South Florida, including the one that I mentioned on Biscayne Boulevard in the Edgewater section. But hotel is good because it can reset its pricing every single night. That's another reason, by the way, people like the apartments, because the apartments are steady and static, and they're always going to go up just a little bit with inflation, and then boom. And also, retail and office are both indexed as well to inflation. And again, why am I bringing this up? Because we all know interest rates are going up. People can't find any yield. Hey, if you can't find yield, protect yourself against inflation. Get into real estate. Real estate is a great place to invest. We put our money there. We invest in a lot of deals. We have an equity fund. We do office, retail, hotel, multifamily. We don't really equity invest in condo, because those are right now being done by the buyer deposits. But it is great. It's a great time to be in real estate. Real estate is going strong. And in fact, it is an indication of how strong it is. I've got some of my clients talking to me about doing 1031s. I've got this great new thing I do with 1031s. We'll talk about that at a later show. I've got to put all that together to make sure I roll it out okay. But with a 1031, people can roll and tax defer themselves. And in some cases, they can structure their retirement. It can be really cool. There's all kinds of things with 1031s. And people are looking at that because they can't find replacement properties for their 1031. So they're trying to be creative. We'll come up with some creative solutions to the 1031 issue on future shows. Suffice it to say, for now, if you're selling your Walgreens, you got to find a replacement property. You better make sure you look real hard. You can give me a call. I can help you out with that. But retail, condo, apartments, office, hotel, all hot. What that means is make sure you don't overpay for what you're buying. Make sure you have discipline. Now is the time to remain disciplined. Take some chips off the table. Diversify your portfolio. Make sure that you are ready for the inflation that's going to come next year. So, I like retail. I like apartments. I like office. The thing I like the best is the super luxe condo that my friend Gil Deser's building, that my friend Carlos Rosso's building, that my friend Neil Fairman's building, that my friend Harvey Hernandez is building. These guys are building super luxe condos, and those are once in a lifetime opportunities. Now, how much more time do I have, Superman? I'm done. Superman says I'm out. I'm going into the phone booth. I'm going to change. We'll talk about making sure you get a good night's sleep. The doctor at UHealth that specializes in sleep apnea, he's on next. We will be back after this. Oh, man, put me in, coach. I'm ready to rock and roll. You heard me roll out commercial real estate, center field. We got a sports team today because I'm getting all keyed up to go to the Miami Marlins to Sweet Night with the ULI Young Leaders. And you know who's my favorite young leader in automobiles? That's my buddy Larry Zinn and his sales manager, Ismet Yagzi. Because when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. And that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. And you, by now, know what that means. It means complimentary dent repair, key replacement for service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. Always the best price, always the best service. See you at the Dolphin Games, Larry. Always Warren Henry.
Think about your best conversations. They are the ones that came from being in the right place at the right time. South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine gives you all the talking points you need for your business success. Visit sfbwmag.com to make sure you and your business are part of our conversation.
All right, and look for my column in South Florida Business and Wealth Magazine. And in keeping with the sports theme today, you don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon and frequent Freedom Business guest, Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine, they're the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes and the Miami Marlins, and they can be your care team too, combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first. UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments often before they are available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit UHealthSportsMedicine.com.
Friday night in Miami. Time for Off the Hook Nightlife, Red Hot Baseball, and amazing fireworks. Join us for Fireworks Friday at Marlins Park. Enjoy over 40 restaurants, bars, and concessions. The thrill of Marlins baseball and an amazing post-game fireworks display presented by Mikasuki Resort and Gaming. The final Fireworks Friday this season is September 19th at 7:10 versus the Nationals. Get your Marlins tickets today at Marlins.com. Marlins baseball. Dive in.
And now, 880 The Biz traffic.
Delays now if you're traveling on the Palmetto. Had an earlier problem on the off-ramp southbound Palmetto 36th Street. It looks like police activity has cleared. And we do have a problem on 95 southbound. Broken down vehicle in the right lane, right in the Golden Glades. You'll find delays if you're traveling in Broward County, northbound 95 from 595 to Oakland Park Boulevard. For more traffic, follow us on Twitter at TotalTrafficMIA.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back. We are back, and we are rocking and rolling. We are waiting for our doctor to call in, Dr. Alexandre Abreu. He's a pulmonary disease specialist who specializes in sleep apnea at UHealth Sleep Center at Bascom Palmer. And hey, everybody, UHealth, that's the University of Miami Health System. It brings you the brightest minds and best care right here in South Florida. And everybody, UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors and dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is implantation. What sets UHealth apart is the comprehensive approach they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other or cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, folks, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes the Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News and World Report for the 11th year in a row. And also, it's the home of the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Care Center. And if you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, ask these guys. You know, you can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great and the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better every day. You know, they're doing some really innovative and interesting things. They've even figured out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth. You never know, it could be just what you're looking for. So, discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more today.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got to hear. Wow, I feel nice. The sugar runs by.
All righty. I feel good. And I know that somebody may be asleep at the switch, and that's our doctor. He's supposed to have called in. He hasn't called in yet. He will soon. And in the meantime, I can tap dance and talk about more commercial real estate. So let's talk a little bit more about commercial real estate. It was up last week. You heard me broadcasting live from the University of Florida Center for Real Estate Studies. And we had the dean on, who talked about, actually the provost, who talked about all the things that were going on up there. But while I was at the conference, I learned a whole bunch of things. And what I learned mostly was that, as we said earlier, the retail business continues to evolve. As there's fewer and fewer retail centers needed and built because people are moving closer together, I guess we'll have the retail being built in pedestals at the different buildings. So some people may be saying, hey, we'll build a building and we'll have Publix in the ground floor. Sooner or later, that's going to happen. In fact, it's already been happening here. There's a bunch of mixed-use deals that have Publix as a component, and even more that are going to have Publix as a component going forward. So you're going to see Publix coming in and doing what I call cost sharing on their site. They're sharing with the apartment or condo people or office people or other retailers to build a vertical store. You know, many years ago, I started doing the first urban Publixes. I did one in downtown Fort Lauderdale off of Andrews Avenue, just south of the river. And so I modestly, of course, take credit for helping kick off the residential boom over in Broward in downtown Fort Lauderdale. My friend Harvey Taylor, he did the same thing here on Brickell when he built the initial Publix off of Brickell Avenue. In fact, you see it when you're driving in and out of Brickell now. You still can't get in there. It's right off of the People Mover. But Harvey had a vision. And now there's three Publixes, a new Whole Foods coming, and you just can't get enough food and beverage and all kinds of stuff in Brickell. And we talked a little bit earlier this month about where's the new Brickell, and I've termed the fact that the new Brickell is Brickell, and that's because Brickell continues to evolve and grow and change, and you're going to see continuing development on Brickell. And the thing that's coming next, in my opinion, is going to be office. Office, office, office. That's what we need. We need office now because all these people are moving here. Office hasn't been built in like 10 years except for Alan Ojeda's smoking great deal, and the building that they built off of the river, too. That's a gorgeous building, too. Loretta Cochran, that's who built that deal. So new office is going to be needed sooner rather than later, and it's going to come in places that you didn't expect. You'll see it in Edgewater, Aventura, Coral Gables, Coconut Grove probably. You're going to see new office being built everywhere, everywhere. So office is coming. You're seeing retail coming everywhere. We know condos are coming. What's the big problem for people today? The big problem is multifamily, finding a place where you can build apartments for places that for people that live here. That's going to be the biggest thing. It's going to be the toughest thing to find a good place to build the good apartments. And what you're seeing now is what I call the theory of one block. The theory of one block means that it's just one block away from where you are today could be the good site. Superman, is that my doctor? Superman. Is that the doctor? Superman's got the doctor. Dr. Abreu.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing?
Doing good. Sorry for the delay. My apologies.
Don't worry. I'm sure you just fell asleep while you're waiting to go on the show.
I wish.
So I have a friend. He came up to me. He says, Jim, my doctor wants me to get a Fitbit. I know you wear a Fitbit all the time. He said, why is he doing that? I said, because what I use the Fitbit for most of all is to monitor my sleep patterns. Because what I'm trying to do is get a consistent sleep pattern with as few interruptions as possible in my dark, cold room. What do you think? Am I onto something?
You may. So the Fitbit is all, the data on the Fitbit is very questionable.
Uh-huh.
So so the idea behind the Fitbit, I think, is incredible because it helps people. So what the Fitbit's trying to look is get your smartphone and use the accelerometer that you have,
mm-hmm.
and try to get that data on movement that you may have at night. So the Fitbit may give you a good idea about how much you move at night and how much you sleep you may have at night. The thing that we tend to disagree a little bit, and I don't think they were able to prove so much on the papers that they tried to get out, is they try to say that they also, besides the amount of sleep that you have, the type of sleep stages that they have from the Fitbit.
Well, let me do this because I threw you a curveball. Tell me a little bit about the UHealth Sleep Center at Bascom Palmer and what you do there, because it's really big community service. I know a lot of people, if not everybody, has a problem with sleep. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what we need to know?
So what we do in our sleep center is we try to do a comprehensive sleep evaluation for our patients. We don't look at sleep medicine as just taking care of the typical obstructive sleep apnea that most people are aware of.
Mm-hmm.
What we usually try to look is, you may come for sleep apnea, but I'm not going to ignore your insomnia. I'm not going to ignore that you may have restless leg. You have some movement disorder at night, and we're not going to ignore that family members are going to be impacted with the type of sleep and the quality of sleep that you have.
Oh, hold it right there. That's something I've never heard before, but 100%, because if you're... your family members are always going to have problems if you're having sleep problems.
And a lot of times I get a patient that may have a severe snoring, but the wife is sitting beside me and she's like, well, I brought my husband because I can't sleep at night. I have insomnia because of my husband snoring so loud. Or I have patients, my wife always jokes with me that there's no emergency on sleep medicine. The point that I make to her is one day I got an emergency consult because the wife and the husband are about to separate because the snoring is so bad, they already sleep in a different bedroom, and after 40 years, she can't put up with the snoring anymore. And she's like, I'm about to get a divorce.
Oh, my God. So you should be also in the marriage counseling section of UHealth.
Yes. So I try to look at the overall behavior and what we do. And I also like to look at the well-being. A lot of the sleep disorders are associated with obesity. So we try to give a hint about the well-being, about dieting, and trying to get the exercise, refer to a dietitian, and also put a little bit on the parents' mind that their sleep schedule will also derail the kids' sleep schedule at the same time, especially the electronics, when the kids stay on their tablet, their computer, until late hours. And that is going to disrupt their sleep schedule. That's going to disrupt their hormonal balance. So we want to make sure that as I'm talking to my patients, I'm also addressing other issues that they have and the family members may actually be suffering from, and avoid having other issues in the future. So as a sleep center, yeah, we do sleep studies 7 days a week. We currently have 9 beds for sleep evaluations in the hospital. We also do home sleep studies in case needed. But more than just doing sleep studies, we evaluate the patients on a multidisciplinary level. We have a group of physicians that come from multiple backgrounds. We have a pediatric sleep physician. We have adult physicians from background from neurology, pulmonary. We work closely with the surgeons because some of our disorders may be treated surgically, but we have a group of ear, nose, and throat physicians that work very closely with us. So we tend to believe that there's a multidisciplinary approach that we do.
Well, Dr. Abreu, because you were late, I got to cut you off. But I must say is that I always tell people the most important part of a balanced, healthful world is good sleep. You can control that. And if you could just tell me how people get a hold of you at the Sleep Center, I'd really appreciate it.
Well, typically the office number is 305-243-9999, which is ZZZZ. We'll try to make it easier for the patient.
Oh, you're too funny. Zzz, I love it. Listen, we got to have you back. This is great stuff. People, this is a problem for almost everybody I know, including people I know that snore a lot, like the guy you're talking to. So, doctor, we're going to have you back real soon. We're going to coordinate it with our friends at UHealth. Thank you so much for calling in today.
I can't begin to knowing, but then I know it's growing strong.
All right, I played that one for all the Boston Red Sox fans. They'll be coming and visiting the Marlins this year. You know, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, you know, Land Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my Infiniti from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary debt repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service that they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
All right, I want to remind everybody to join me this Sunday at 4:30 at Sun Life Stadium. I'm going to be wearing Aqua. You're going to be wearing Aqua. They're giving out Aqua t-shirts. Heck, everybody better be wearing Aqua. It's going to be an Aqua out. It's going to be the Aqua Bowl. That's where I used to play baseball up on Dixie Highway. But here, it's going to be Aqua in Sun Life Stadium. Go to Dolphins.com to get your tickets. It's the best site to buy your tickets. You get the best price there. Get your tickets. It's going to be smoking great game. We're going to KC's booty at 4:30 Sunday. Join me and my buddies. We'll be there cheering them on. We'll be there early tailgating. Dolphins.com. Get your tickets now.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM. The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back. We're back. And Superman, do I have Tarek there?
You bet, Jim. I'm here.
All right. Now, Tarek, I won't embarrass you this week like I did the last time we were on when I talked about how you saved the kid in the pool.
Thank you. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing great, but you're saving more kids this weekend. Tell me what you got going on this weekend.
Oh, this weekend, not much, Jim. We're just I'm actually going out and doing the 5K. I'm taking most of my clients, my boot campers out to the 5K run for the Miami Children's Benefits, the Miami Children's Cancer Foundation, and just trying to save more lives and just better the world, Jim.
There you go. Always helping the kids. That's you, Tarek. Always paying forward. Now, Tarek, I can't believe I'm about to say this, but the holidays are right around the corner. What do people do if they want to fit into last year's holiday outfit? I guess they got to start preparing now.
Yes, sir. That's the key, is to start early. You know, I'm going to give everyone a chance to start a Tarek Maddox Fitness Early Day Challenge.
Oh, hey, did you get Kevin's request to help him out with the scheduling and helping him out with his workout? You got that, right?
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Okay, good. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt, but, I don't talk to you until Sunday at the game again.
So the Tarek Maddox Early Fitness Challenge is to start early. It doesn't matter before 2015. Most people wait after the holidays, and they try to wait around to January. January hits, February hits, and by the time 2015, it's already 3-4 months in. So basically, just get on an early program, start now, and during the holidays, try to get out with the family instead of sitting around at the table eating and talking. Try to get out, go bowling, play tennis, have family fitness challenges in the yard, get up and stay active, and just keep moving.
Did you say bowling is a healthful activity? I love it.
You bet, Jim.
High five to Louie for the bowling.
Great.
So people have to get out. They got to get started early. How about, people that they crash diet there at the end? Does that ever really work?
Well, crash dieting is, I don't recommend it, but what I do recommend is
before those big meals with the family during the holidays. I recommend people to have a small salad and a glass of water before their actual meal, and you're less likely to eat more. So you feel fuller before your big meal is finished, and as a result, you have, you know, you're consuming less calories and you're not putting on as much weight during the holidays.
Now, people go, they join a gym, they start pumping iron, they start working out. And one of the things that I noticed in my rehab, and I'm not hurt, I had a great week, thank you so much, is that it's not less is more or more is more, it's consistency and follow through. And it seems like that's really what helps.
Definitely. No, you definitely want to overtrain. You want to have a complete, you know, balance between yourself and the weights and the treadmill and all that stuff or what have you or whatever you're doing. Most people tend to overdo it, and then they get hurt, and then it's a setback for them. So 2 or 3 days a week is fine. Change up your workouts. You can have a moderate day, an easy day, and a tough day.
Yeah, you know, and what I found is that I used to try to go hard. You know, used to 3 days hard, a couple days not so hard, and, you know, and now I find that if I just do 3 days regular, good, solid stuff, and by the way, I'm only at about 80% still, that it's fine.
That's it, Jim. You got to take care of your body, and you're doing an excellent job at that because you're on a good pace, you're balanced, and you're not going too crazy.
Now, we're going to see you Saturday after you walk to help the kids, and then we'll be getting together for the Dolphin game with my buddies, Jason and Joey, and we're going to be going to the Dolphin game. We're going to be having our aqua out, so make sure you bring extras so you can change into your aqua shirt or wear one and kind of take that one home if you want. But we're going to be out there. It's going to be hot. Help me figure out what I should be doing to prep for being outside in the heat. Even though it's a 4:30 kick, it's still hot, and I'm still not 100% there for all of my strength yet. So help me figure out what should I do the day before, maybe that morning, to make sure I can make it through the game.
Oh, you could do it. Actually, we're going to have a nice stretch, you know, cool yourself down. Obviously, you got to hydrate before you go out in the sun. You know, have 3 or 4 bottles of water, you know, get your urination out. You don't have to continue to get up and sit down and get up again and walking through people. But definitely want to get a nice stretch in before we go and sit down.
Now, Tarek, and I'm bringing you my personal paramedic. You know, you save the kids, you're going to save me. We've only got about a minute or even less than that left now. So, Tarek, how do they find you and communicate with you if they want to start the pre-holiday program?
Definitely. And a reminder, the pre-holiday program consists of starting early, being consistent, and starting before 2015. Don't wait. You can follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox, or you can give me a call on my direct line, area code 786-278-5584.
Okay, now, Tarek, we've got a little bit more. Superman, I miscommunicated with him, so we've got probably another 30, 35.
And another thing, don't forget the SPF for your skin, though. We got to protect the skin, people, before we get out in the sun rays, you know, to kind of prevent the skin from, you know, doing other things in that 100-degree weather.
There you go. Now, what are you going to do before you start on the walk? That's got to be a little bit of a different prep, but you still hydrate and sunscreen, right?
Definitely. Well, my regimen consists of, I actually work out before my, when I get a good stretch in, I do a light, good pump, you know, for my chest and biceps and my quads.
God, you got to go look this guy up at Tarek Maddox. You start laughing.
Yeah, I get a workout in before I do 3.2 miles. Yes, that's me. And I definitely want to have some food on my stomach. Nothing too heavy, you know, maybe some fruit, a light tuna salad, and a bottle of water and half a Gatorade, and that'll do it.
No, you're the man. And remember, when we get our drinks at the game, we're going to have water and Gatorade. Tarek Maddox, my man, he trains. Frank Gore, he trains Lamar Miller. Hope Lamar's feeling okay. What do you hear?
Hey, Lamar's doing great. He actually wanted me to come out, Jim, and he wants to come out and give him more support so he can continue to kick some butt out there.
You tell him to come where we'll tell him where he's sitting. He can come high-five us, you know, when he's done. I've got to go, but I'll see you Saturday to work out, Sunday to cheer on our Miami Dolphins, Tarek Maddox, NFL trainer. All right. I want to, of course, thank Tarek Maddox. And then my other guests, I want to thank Mr. Patton, who we had on talking about Lauren's kids, Todd Patton. I want to thank our friends at UHealth. I want to thank the NFL Alumni Association. I want to welcome back the Miami Dolphins to the show. Of course, I want to thank the Miami Marlins, Brewster Kell and Lauren's kids, Social Media 305, the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, UHealth. But the most important people on my show are you, the listeners, because without you, might have no show. So please go to our Facebook page and like our show, and please tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Twitter, @JimFreed, @FreedOnBusiness, Facebook, LinkedIn. I'm going to start pumping this stuff up on YouTube again, and our website gets bunches of hits every week. If you missed today's show, it's going to be on the website, www.freedombusiness.com. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Looks for us next week on 880 AM, Thursday at 5. We're going to have a great show. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person who wants to do something finds a way. The other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. I'm out to my sweet night at Miami Marlins Ballpark with the ULI Young Leaders. Hey, everybody, save me my seat in the front row. I'll talk to you next week. Superman, take it away.